I'm John Osier with a bringing it all back home and kicking this thing off edition of the Ozone Video Mailbag. And Chelsea from Albany, New York writes, "Really? I wait all off season for this?" Well, that feeling's real. I can't say otherwise. The Jaguars lost on Sunday for many reasons. The turnover battle, drops, a missed field goal, a missed extra point, a bad pick six, an offense that stagnated late. That's a lot of identifiable reasons. I wish identifying those reasons made things better. It doesn't. Now, Keith from Orange Park, Florida writes, "Zone, tough couple of days in the inbox?" Philip from Bellevue, New Jersey writes, "Have not had a winning record at any point during the season since week 16, 2010. Why do I have a feeling this streak will be extended by 1 year?" Sigh. Well, I can't blame you for sighing. Goodness knows I've done it quite a bit in the last few days. Mondays always get me down. But 1 week is way too soon to give up on a season. The NFL is a week-to-week league, and the opener often doesn't dictate the entire season. We'll see. Jacob from Fayetteville, North Carolina writes, "Zone, look out!" Ah, pizza. Now, Marcus from South Florida writes, "Was there simply too much hype for Bortles? Everyone, including you, Zone, said this guy was better. Maybe it was, I don't know, too much too soon." Too much hype? Nah, because Bortles did look better in the preseason. What everyone, including me, Zone, may have overlooked, Bortles is still a young quarterback. He's going to play like it at times. The pick six was a young mistake. You got to stop those, and you got to do a better job overcoming them, too. Now, Jerry from San Marco, Florida writes, "Hey, a shoe? Oh, no, come on, that's a banana." Now, Hank from Jacksonville writes, "Another season opener, another loss. Frankly, I don't see much different from last season. Frankly, I don't see much reason for hope. Why should I feel differently? Well, if you want hope, you need to look at the first half. Take away the drops and the turnover. Oh, yeah, and the missed kicks. And the Jaguars coulda, shoulda, woulda had the lead at halftime. The first half wasn't the disturbing part. The way the offense didn't respond after the pick six, that was disturbing." Now, John from Duval writes, "Hey, Zone, tough loss. I mean, no question about that. But the weekend at the bank, that was pretty darn cool for a while, right? Right? No doubt."